Good evening,
Love
everyone.
Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. It's time for noonday prayer. Everybody come on in. Seconds to come on in. It is noonday prayer. We should not be lax coming into noonday prayer, saints. We should be happy to come. We should be ecstatic to come into noonday prayer in order to give God the praise and the glory and the honor, because someone wasn't able to give God the glory. Somebody wasn't able to give him the praise, amen. But we were, so we count it all joy. Amen, amen.
That I feel deep inside,
Why don't you take me? Why don't you make me just what you want me to be?
Amen. I belong to you, Lord. No matter what is going on, no matter how hard things get, I will never give up on you, Father. Because why? I belong to you. I was made in your image. So that right there tells me I have a lot to be grateful for. You know, some people say we are a product of what we are born of. We were born of the Father. We were made in his image. So we are the product of Daddy. Amen, amen, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you humble as we know how, Father God, asking you to look down on the nation right now, Father God. Look down on our children and our family and our parents and our sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers, friends and associates right now, Father God, businesses, school system, government system. Father God, look over the earth right now. But Father God, we come to you right now, Father God, for for your healing hand on the earth right now, Father God, for your healing hand amongst family right now, Father God, for your healing hand among the government, your healing hand among the wars right now, Father God. For Father God, you do have people on this earth that are still calling on your name, trusting and believing in you right now, standing on your word right now, Father God, with faith and substance right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you just let your angels come and heal the land right now, Father God. We offer you not only let your angels come and heal the land, but, Father, supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, according to your word right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our hurting families right now, Father God, especially the Parker family right now, Father God, for they are getting ready to put Michael to rest right now, Father God. Father God, heal their hearts right now, Father God. Heal the family's hearts and let them come together in one accord right now, Father God. Loving each other right now, Father God. Let no discord be among the family right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you keep a protective hedge around Pastor Camilla and her family right now, Father God, as they prepare themselves to get on the road to travel right now, Father God. Father God, keep your hedge, your protection around their going and their coming right now, Father God. Father God, let them be able to put her brother at a homegoing gathering right now, Father God, where they can celebrate his life with joy right now, Father God. For we know that when we lose a loved one, it's devastating right now, Father God. But we ask, Father, that you give the spirit of healing right now, Father God, so that she may go forth even though that she has lost her sibling right now, Father God. Father God, look down on my family, the Birch family right now, Father God, as we lay my dad's brother Frank down to rest himself right now, Father God. Father God, let my cousin them know that your hands is upon them right now and that you're still healing the family from the losses that we have had right now, Father God. Father God, look down any family right now, Father God, who has lost a loved one, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a cousin, our aunt, niece, or nephew right now, Father God. Put your healing hand on these families right now, Father God. Let them know that their family members is not dead, but just resting right now, Father God. For you said that in the days of the rapture, that the trumpet will sound in Thessalonians right now, Father God. And you said those who are dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who are alive shall come after right now, Father God. So, Father God, we understand in your word that they are just sleeping right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our children and in the school system right now, Father God. For we know our kids are getting ready to get out for the summer right now, Father God. Father God, keep a protective hedge around each of the children as they begin to their summer out right now, Father God. Father God, let not one child be in danger of guns right now, Father God. Let not one child be in danger of a gunshot right now or any type of drugs or any type of human trafficking right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our mothers that's trying to support a single family right now, Father God. Keep her encouraged and keep her strong right now, Father God. Build her where she may be weak. Strengthen her where she may not be strong right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, look down on our single fathers who's trying to take care of a home right now, Father God. Keep them encouraged right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our government system right now, Father God. For we know everything is in chaos right now, Father God. And not only in chaos, Father God, look at the inflation and the gas prices right now, Father God. Allow your children to be able to have more than enough for their gas and their food right now, Father God. Give them the increase right now, Father God. Build them right now, Father God. Let them not worry about how they're going to feed their family or how they're going to use money for transportation right now, Father God. But let them know that you are just enough, and not just enough, but more than enough right now, Father God. Father God, God, look at our sick and shut in right now, Father God. Go by every hospital bed, every senior home right now, every rehab center, every hospice unit right now, Father God. Touch the bodies right now, Father God. Heal them right where they need to be healed right now, Father God. Move from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God. Allow their bodies and their limbs and their minds and their hearts and kidneys and livers and whatever else is not aligned function within you right now, Father God. Give them the blood that cleanses and purges right now, Father God. Father God, look also down on our individual who's suffering with mental illness right now, Father God, whether it be PTSD, bipolar, schizophrenia, dementia, Alzheimer's, right now, Father God, look down on these folks right now, Father God. Renew their mind right now, Father God. For you said the mind that's in Christ Jesus, also let it be in us right now, Father God. Renew their minds right now, Father God. Let them know that no harm in their imagination will come to fruition in person right now, Father God. Father God, heal their minds from any kind of depression. As a matter, heal all of our minds from depression, oppression right now, Father God. Let us know, Father God, that if joy does come in the morning, even though we may have to weep at night right now, Father God. Father God, not only look down on the mental illness, but Father God, look down on our children with cerebral palsy right now, right now, Father God, ADD right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that you are a protective hedge and you will cover these babies right now, Father God. And Father God, as you begin to cover them right now, Father God, give them a sense of being to know that they're okay in their environment right now, Father God. Father God, we also ask that you go and you look at our doctors and our nurses right now, Father God, our LPNs, our CNNs, and whatever else, practitioner nurses right now, Father God. Father God, give them the strength to continue on doing the things they do in the medical field right now, Father God. Father God, keep them strong and keep them healthy right now, Father God, for we know that they are on their feet all times of days and all times of night right now, Father God, working long, strenuous hours right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you keep a protective hedge around them as well right now, Father God. Father God, look on our truck drivers right now who's delivering food and bringing products and bringing and services right now, Father God. Father God, keep them in health right now. Keep their health going right now, Father God. Keep the inflation low for them right now, Father God, so that they can continue on doing the services and good for the United States right now, Father God. And Father God, as we give you the honor and the glory, we're going to thank you for all that we're asking for right now, Father God. We're not asking a gimme or a Christmas list right now, Father God, but we're asking in faith right now, Father God, for we know our world is in a disaster right now, Father God. But Father God, we asking that your hand go forth and heal the earth right now, Father God. Even our weather is off right now, Father God. But we know that these signs are the signs of the end of days right now, Father God. So Father God, I ask that you prepare each and every last one of us for your coming right now, Father God. For the coming of Jesus right now, Father God. Whatever is not right in any of us, and including myself, align it and fix it right now, Father God. Cleanse us and make us white as snow right now, Father God. Let us not be like the five virgins who did not have enough oil in their lamp right now, Father God. But let us be like the five virgins who had more than enough in their lamp right now, Father God. Father God, let us be able to endure the days, but get ourselves right and get ourselves holy before you right now, Father God. Father God, let us walk in your ways and in your will right now and in your plan right now, Father God. Let us not sidestep your plan right now, Father God. Let us not go into the land of the world of evil and deception right now, Father God. But let us remain in our Christianity right now, Father God. Send the Holy Spirit throughout the land to make sure that each Christian is able to hear, receive, and do what the will of God is right now, Father God. Let us lean on the Holy Spirit to guide and teach us right now, Father God, that we may be righteous before your eye and holy before your throne right now, Father God. Father God, let our church system be able to do right by you right now, Father God. Let the church system not be able to see how they can manipulate and trick people out of money right now, Father God. But let it be that the church is about the word of God teaching and sustaining Christians right now, Father God. Let the church system doors open, Father God. Well, there will be more about the members and less about the pastors right now, Father God. Father God, we also call on your name right now, Father God, to continue going on and through the White House right now, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit guide and lead our leaders right now, Father God. Let them be able to see what is fair and what is right and what is just right now, Father God. Let them not do anything underhanded or deviated or wickedness behind the scene right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you touch Russia right now, Father God. Touch Putin right now, Father God. Shake his spirit up, Father God, and let him know that he's taking innocent life that need not to be taken right now, Father God. Father God, go into Putin's mind and have him stop the war and have a negotiation of peace right now, Father God. Father God, we ask these things because we know that you are able and you are willing right now, Father God. So, Father God, you are a father of grace and mercy right now, Father God. Father God, look down on family who's struggling right now to feed their family right now. Father God, look down on families who's homeless right now, Father God. Look down on family who has no medical right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you open up the windows of heaven to help these individuals right now. Father God, we ask that you open up the windows to give enough money to help people feed their family right now. Let them not go into starvation, but help them to have plenty of food in their bellies right now, Father God. And Father God, we be also careful and also humble to give you the honor and give you the glory right now, Father God. For Father God, we know you are sitting high and you look low right now, Father God. And we know that you are saddened by the world right now. But Father God, like Abraham said, if you find five good people, will you spare the land right now, Father God? And Father God, there are Christians out there who's calling out on your name and seeking your face in prayer right now, Father God. So Father God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory, knowing that you will fix things right now, Father God. For you said the wealth of the wicked is set up for the righteous right now, Father God. So we give you the honor to knowing that you will be looking out for your children right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving your provision right now, Father God. Father God, we give you honor and glory for not only for your provision, but for the Holy Spirit right now, Father God. We give you honor and we give you glory not only for the Holy Spirit, but for your Son, Jesus, right now, Father God, who hung on the cross and took our sins with him right now, Father God. So, Father, we give you all the glory for allowing your Son to go through such a horrible death to save us right now, Father God. For Father God, we know truly that your eye was on the sparrow when this happened right now, Father God. So Father God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory for all that you have done right now. And Father God, we know that you're going to do more than we have seen or ever thought about right now, Father God. So we give you the honor and we give you the glory right now, Father. We lift your holy name, Lord. We lift your holy name. Father God, we ask right now that you look on people. I hear some people are suffering with sickle cell right now, Father God. If there's anybody on this line, Father God, they're suffering with sickle cell right now, Father God. Father God, heal their blood right now. Heal their body right now. I hear MS right now, Father God. If there's anyone on the line that's suffering with MS right now, Father God, correct that situation in their system where their body will not start to decay from it right now, Father God. Father God, heal anyone who has high blood pressure and diabetes right now, Father God. Straighten it out where their pressure would be normal and their sugar would be low right now, Father God. Father God, I also hear kidney disease right now, Father God. And right now, fix the kidneys, Father God, where they will function properly and not malfunction right now, Father God. Heal it right now, Father God, where the kidneys will not need to be on any type of dialysis right now, Father God. Heal it where their kidneys will not be one working and one not working right now, Father God. Heal their kidneys where they will not need a transplant right now, Father God. But, Father God, we give you the glory and the honor that you're going to claim the victory over anyone who's suffering with kidneys right now, Father God. I hear that someone is suffering with, I see it in my mind, Father God, that someone is suffering with a heart problem right now, Father God. Father God, touch their heart right now. Let their valves in their heart be open and function healthy right now, Father God. Let their heart beat and pump at a great rate right now, Father God. Let there be no clogged arteries in this individual heart right now, Father God. For we know that you are the author and the maker of all of our organs right now, Father God. I hear that someone has a lung problem right now, Father God. Father God, fill those lungs and let their lungs be able to inhale and exhale with no problem right now, Father God. Fix it where their lungs can breathe healthy on their own and they don't need to be on a machine right now, Father God. Father God, I see someone with a cyst in their head right now, Father God. Remove the cyst out of their brain right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, remove it before they even go under the knife right now, Father God. This person is terrified of the knife, but they know that they have to have the cyst removed right now, Father God. So, Father God, I ask you for the healing over this individual brain right now, Father God. Father God, I see someone right now who's struggling to buy this home, and you have given them the promise of this home, but they're in doubt right now, Father God. Father God, remove the doubt from them and let them know to keep their eyes focused on your promise and not on the provision right now, Father God. Let them know that your promise will come to pass right now, Father God. For we know, Father, that if you say so, you meant it right now, Father God. If you said let it be, it will be, Father God. So let them not focus on false hopes, but let them focus on big promises right now, Father God. And Father God, like I always say, we was happy when you let us come into your house before your throne with joy and thanksgiving right now, Father God. Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of our bereavements right now, Father God, for there are plenty right now, Father God. Help each and every family that's going through bereavement right now, Father God, once again to be able to go through the transition with knowing that it's going to be okay on the end right now, Father God. And Father God, at all is said and done, we give you the honor, we give you the glory in your precious son's holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Since we are actually going to not be long in noonday prayer, but I just want to let everybody know that we're going to have a special meeting tonight at 9 o'clock. We're getting ready for our Sunday, Palm Sunday and our Easter Sunday. So we're going to have a special meeting tonight, and then we're going to be on service at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And I always tell people, don't meet me there, meet me there, because we have some things that we're really going to have to start buckling down to get ready for. Let us be ready for the season of Jesus, who took everything on the cross, and he hung on a horrible death, all because he loved us. So let us be mindful to give God the glory and the honor, not just on Wednesday, but every day, every second of the day. Let us be mindful to give God the glory, because if it wasn't for our Heavenly Father and him giving us the provision of his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, we would be in a stew. We really would. So, saints, let us give God the glory. Let us get into our word more. Let us pray more. Let us open the door of our hearts and receive Jesus in. Let us open the doors of our mind and study his word. You know, so the Bible said, study to show yourself approved. A workman need not to be ashamed of the gospel, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let us be able to study and show ourselves approval to God, because this is what God wants for us. He didn't just give us a Bible not to read it or just put it on the shelf to make our house look good. He gave us this Bible for instructions, for learning, for guidance, for edifying the bodies, you know. So let us be mindful to have a relationship and read our word and get in our word. And like I said, tonight we will be back again at Restoration, 9 o'clock. We will have a great service. We're going to be talking about getting ready for our Easter services. So please don't meet me there, beat me there. Amen, amen. This ends our noonday prayer. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen.